Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we are entering the world of storytelling, and I'm going to be talking about the concept of selling a fantasy. There's one thing I've noticed with Instagram. There's a lot of these Instagram models that are consistently posting pictures of their bodies. They're building lust among the men. And what happens is that in the beginning stages, they're mainly showing pictures of themselves. But as more time goes on by, they start to show a picture of their boyfriend. And soon as they display their boyfriend to the public, their male audience members are like, "What the heck? You have a boyfriend? Ah, no. Unfollow." And then they find another Instagram model. It feels like that fantasy that they had of this Instagram model has suddenly been killed. And this is annoying for the audience members because they want this Instagram model to be single, at least in their mind. Now, what does this exactly mean? What this means is that even if the Instagram model does have a boyfriend in real life, the audience does not want to know. They want to be kept in the dark. And that's how storytelling often works too. Whenever you're telling a story, you don't want to be one of those people that is being too detailed. You don't want to reveal your boyfriend, if you know what I mean. That sounded kind of weird, but the analogy that I'm trying to say is that you don't want to reveal too much information too fast and lose engagement from your audience. That's why with storytelling, every now and then, if you are being vague, that's not a bad thing. That's actually a very good thing, because now what's happening is that you're allowing the audience members to use their imagination a bit more. They're now thinking, okay, I mean, the storyteller isn't exactly telling me what's going on, so how about I participate to see what is going on? And the more that they're participating, and the more that you are slowly revealing more and more data, the more that the story is becoming engaging. So the next time that you are writing a story, avoid writing everything in detail from the beginning. Take it slow. And this requires discipline. Because when you know something, you really just have this urgency to get it out. It requires discipline to hold back the information and say, look, this person will understand more in due time. These Instagram models, they really need to understand their market. I mean, I know they feel great that they got a boyfriend. I know they want to hard launch the boyfriend. But remember, when you do that, your audience will suddenly lose a lot of engagement for you because you killed that fantasy in their mind, and now they are going to find another Instagram model. If you enjoyed today's talk and you want to learn more about storytelling, be sure to check out my book, The Art and Science of Storytelling. Within this book, you will learn much more about building suspense, how to build riveting characters, how to build an amazing conflict, and much more. Check out The Art and Science of Storytelling in the link in the description box, or go on ArmaniTalks.com and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.